thebetterbaptisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your humble host, Tony Teolis, and I'm doing it for a better life. Today is December 16, 2011. This is episode 19 of the To-Do List Home podcast, How to Manage a To-Do List, coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is You and Me by the Moody Blues, recorded on Seventh Sojourn from 1972. Have a listen at amazon.com, and the link can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research. Learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad, or even if they don't. I'm switching up the format slightly to discuss only that which I've accomplished and crossed off my to-do list. Some of the things I do around the home are quite interesting, to me at least, and I began this podcast and website as a means for tracking what I do around the home. One reason was to mark my progress with my chores around the home, maintain the gardens and the Russian honeybee hive. The other reason is the first driver of this podcast / website, and that is to contribute to the knowledge bank on the internet. I may not be doing some of these things the, quote, right way, but at my home I can do them my way, and I am always trying to share insight on how I try to do them efficiently. The breaks in between podcasts and keeping up with the website must decrease, and the only way I can do that now is to halt my efforts at writing complete transcripts and just go to the accomplishments of my to-do list. So I anticipate some plateauing of podcast quality, in that there may be pauses and grunts, and I may have a lot of ums and ums, and I may lose my train of thought now and then, but I promise you, I'll always get back on track. If I can get used to this format, I can improve upon it, and there will be a rise in quality. The show notes at todolisthome.com and the videos on my Tokyo 73 YouTube channel will continue, and they will assist with your learning about what the to-do list topics happen to be. So, on my to-do list today is how to manage a to-do list. Before I give you my accomplishments of the recent lists I've created, I want to briefly explain my method for processing the items on my to-do lists. I keep track of my observations of what needs to be done around the home in a notebook, and look forward to the weekends when I can get to do most of them. During the week, I am dedicated to my family, including my dog, with homework, playing together, and I also try to make sure I do my yoga and exercise routines as much as I can after being away about 10 to 12 hours Monday to Friday. I have three forms of transportation to get to work, which involves a bike ride, a bus, and a train, so trying to get the podcast recorded while on the fly is not really feasible. On my to-do list, I rank the chores in order of importance based on need and the potential for production. By production, I mean I try to focus on doing things that bear the real fruits of my labor. I still garden, even though it's December, and I grow sprouts all winter long, so although the harvesting is slim at this time of year, it does not come to a complete halt. I started the beehive with 10,000 bees. It grew to about 50,000 bees in the summer, and now there is a winter cluster of between 30 and 40,000 bees that I'm trying to keep alive through the winter. The next order of priority is based on time constraints and what is needed to maintain or improve our home life. I rank the tasks according to whether they need to be completed quickly or can be deferred to a later time. I then number them in order of priority. I begin these tasks one at a time, cross them off the to-do list when they are completed, and sometimes the priorities change or new items get added to the list based on my observations around the home. I'll include a link in the show notes to an Excel sheet that I've developed to help me keep track of my to-do lists. This is a great tool for helping me prioritize the demands I have at home. You're welcome to download it for your to-do list tracking. My recent list of accomplishments is 14 items long, and I will just mention them briefly now, and following episodes will highlight a few of them. They will not necessarily be presented in the order they were completed, but rather in the order of importance of what I would like to share. For example, episode 20 will focus on how to send a care package to U.S. military troops. So my to-do list accomplishments as of December 16, 2011 look like, okay, got the shed reshingled. I did that back at the beginning of October, really over Columbus Day weekend, and the shed started to get a leak in the roof. There was an actual hole in the roof I could look out. It was about the size of a half dollar, and I thought, well, it's time to do one of a couple of things, lay down a new roof while tearing off the old one, or reshingle. And after all the reviews I could do, and my neighbor agreed with me, I reshingled the shed. Got the kerosene heater ready for winter. Had it for a year, and this was the first time I've actually broken it out and got it ready for winter and put it through a few nights of actually heating the home to see if it works. I got the car ready for inspections and winterized it. Well, that included a new battery and new tires, prepping all of the gardens for winter by sowing cover crops, testing the new rooftop cargo carrier that I bought for our SUV to drive home with back at Thanksgiving time, and rainy, horrible, nasty, ugly day the day before Thanksgiving this year, and that cargo carrier kept everything nice and dry. It's a vinyl zipper cargo carrier, and I'll talk about that one in a future episode. An important one, and one that I am glad to say is an accomplishment. Get a package in the mail to my buddy Steve in Iraq. Send one anytime, okay? Not just at Christmas or the end of the year. As a former soldier of the United States Army, I can tell you that there is nothing like getting a letter or a package of goodies when living in less than normal circumstances. So, please help the troops. You won't regret it. In episode 20, I'll include several links about how you can do that. I've got the Santa Claus project for this year completed. Wasn't easy, but hey, that's what I do. Organized the green room and started growing lettuces and herbs in the green room. They're coming along just fine, and you'll see pictures in that episode. Building still more Hugu culture beds. Yes, after that big monster of a bed I built at the beginning of November, I ended up building two larger and two smaller Hugu culture beds. Those are raised gardening beds. I'll tell you a little bit about that and what they look like now. Getting my dad something useful for Christmas. That's always a challenge. At 85 years old, what do you get a guy who... And he's got a basement full of antiques. So, what do you do? And getting the Christmas decorations out and placed inside of the house and out. Finishing the Misty Fjords Alaska Part 2 video. And get it posted on the website and YouTube. Part 1 I finally put up on the website yesterday, but it's been on my Tokyo 73, Tokyo, T-O-K-Y-O, 73 YouTube channel for... several weeks, and my best video to date. Put away the rain barrels, and that was a task I do, and in episode 7 of the To-Do List Home podcast, I talk about rain barrels and why we have them. And then, actually, last week, December, what would have been about December 10th, I did a honeybee hive inspection, and that'll be the last one until winter passes. There's a nice cluster of bees. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of honey for them. It's a heavy cluster, and I'm not going to disturb it any further. That's it for today. Now, go and do something useful.